Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 21st, Tuesday, day 226. Today's topic, who could make you homeless? Always crave for more. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments. And for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins. Everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood. And help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 90 verses 11 to 17. Job chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 3 verse 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verses 1 to 17. Proverbs 21, verses 25 to 26. Pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. You are welcome to go to my blog and see those pictures I take every morning of what I copy in the Bible each morning. As a reference to your time with Abba. Now, my listening. The topic I received from Jesus is, who could make you homeless? Always crave for more. Today's message seems the second part of yesterday's title and message. God is my home, sorrow to joy, danger to secure. Do you really want to know who could have the power to make you homeless and your whole life craves for more? Actually, you should know the answer, but you do not believe or you do not aware or you don't care. The only one who could do that to a human being created by God is Satan, the devil. Let me give you what I've got today. A, concerning with Satan, is Satan who could make you homeless and always crave for more? Number one, Satan comes to pull your integrity away and ruin you. That's from Job chapter 2, verse 3. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil, and he still maintains his integrity, though you incited me against him to ruin him without any reason. Number two, Satan comes to make you so self-centered that you can sacrifice your family and everything for your own good. That's from Job, chapter 2, verses 4 to 5. Skin for skin, Satan replied. A man will give all he has for his own life, But now stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones, and he will surely curse you to your face. Number three, Satan makes you not to praise God, but to curse God. It's from Job chapter 2, verse 9. Actually, you can see that message and in the last verse of verse 5. We just heard that. Okay, chapter 2, verse 9. His wife said to him, "Are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die." Number four, Satan makes you always crave for more. That's from today's proverb, 26. Yeah. Well, from 25 to 26, the craving of a sluggard will be the death of him, because his hands refuse to work. All day long he craves for more. B is God, who is your home and teaches you always give more without sparing. Number one, God satisfies you in the morning with his unfailing love, somewhat like a mother making breakfast for her children. That's from Psalm 90, verse 14. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. I think this promise is for those who are having daily devotion. Michelle and I have a deep experience of this kind of unfailing love. Of this kind of unfailing love for 2.5 years, since Richmond Emmanuel Church started our daily 6 a.m. time with Abba. And on the other hand, Satan reverses God's care and provision to pull us from God, our home, so we become homeless, do not have breakfast, meals. He then comes to destroy our marriage, our family, our church, our everything, and then pull us into anxiety, depression, and suicide. Number two, God opens your eyes. God opens your eyes to be able to see his splendor. His favor rests on you to establish his work miraculously. That's from Psalm 90, verses 16 to 17. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. On the other hand, Satan comes to blind your eyes to God's mighty work and to put the blame on God and other people, make you bitter, powerless, and feeling useless. Number three, the Holy Spirit fills us and to use, the Holy Spirit fills you and to use you to build up the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 12. So it is with you, since you are eager for gifts of the Spirit, try to excel in those that build up the church. Number four, God comes to lead us into his righteousness, that we are willing to give more without sparing. That's from Proverbs 21, verse 26. The righteous give without sparing. I sincerely hope that you would never let Satan successfully pull you away. from God and become homeless, and then your whole life is just to crave for more. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to you each morning, that we are at home enjoying your unfailing love and be willing to give more without sparing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Rest on these questions. Number one, do you understand how important it is for you to be in God, to be at home each day and each morning too? Are you at home each day? How about each morning to be with God, enjoying his breakfast and unfailing love? Number two, what is your next step to enjoy his unfailing love each morning at home? What is your next step to help those Jesus prepares for you to enjoy his unfailing love each morning at home? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? Yeah, I would like to sing a very simple song. Just praise the name of Jesus 8 times. So if you have not heard that, just follow me. I'll just sing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Maybe I use Latin, Jesu, Jesu, joy of man's desiring, Jesu. Because this is originally in Chinese, Jesu. Jesu, 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 Jesu. Yeah, Jesus says, come home to me. Come home to me. May the Lord bless you.